This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So every now and then I get asked about somebody cheating. And if somebody's a cheater, are they always going to be a cheater? And, you know, we've talked about this on the show. And the answer to that is if somebody cheated, there is a higher probability that, yes, they will cheat again. Not all of them. You have some people that just want to get it out of their system once. But for the most part, if somebody is already able to go gray, you know, and press that line, they most likely do it again. And so I don't know if you guys have seen in the headlines, this Rachel Dolezal, she was the former NAACP leader who had posed as a black woman, but she was actually white. You guys remember that? So I think her parents outed her. And I don't know how she, you know, kept up the charade. But she was able to. And she was a white woman posing as black. And so then her story went viral. And, you know, we're thinking, well, this was one way for her to make it to the spotlight. Maybe she outed on purpose so that she could make money. I don't know. Well, now we're finding out that she could be facing jail time because she's accused of welfare fraud. So once you defraud once, then I think there's a huge potential for you to defraud again. So, Dolezal had legally changed her name to Nkechi Diallo in 2016. So, she changed her name, and maybe it's because there was a lot of backlash. People were ticked, right? She could face up to 15 years in prison because authorities say she received thousands of dollars in public assistance. She's accused of welfare fraud, perjury, and false verification for public assistance. Again, you wonder if somebody has that much creativity, they could do so well in the job sector. I don't understand why, you know, she had to go through this with welfare fraud. Anyway, TV station KHQ was reporting court documents obtained by the show said that the mother identifies as transracial. You know, we have transgender. She identifies as transracial. She illegally received $8,700 in food assistance and $100 in child care assistance from August 2015 through November 2017. In February of 2017, she talked about how she was living on food stamps in an interview with The Guardian, saying the only work she was offered was in reality TV and pornography. At the time, she said she was worried about becoming homeless. Now, reality TV does, you can make money. Again, I'm not sure how, why, you know, she wasn't able to take that and do something with it. Maybe a show on delusional people. I don't know. But anyway, so she wrote a book. She has two biological sons, and she wrote a book called In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. So, Washington State Department of Social Health Services started to become skeptical of her income reports because they were less than $500 a month. Now, bank records show that she did deposit over $80,000 into her bank account in several monthly installments between August 15th and September 2017, but never reported the income. And during a television interview back in 2015, she acknowledged being born to white parents, but she identifies as black. She did step down as president of the Spokane, Washington branch of the NAACP. So, she was a former civil rights activist, African studies teacher. She then changed her name to open job searches, but continues to use Dolezal for her public persona. Now, a Netflix will premiere a documentary about her life entitled The Racial Divide. I don't really feel sorry for this woman, but anybody who would, you know, pretend to be somebody they're not. Now, she's using the term transracial to garner the empathy that she suffers the same as a transgender would. Transgender is somebody who is born into a body that they don't believe they're supposed to be in. In their mind, they're a girl, but they're in a boy's body. Or in their mind, they're a boy, and they're in a girl's body. And that's pretty difficult. It's a lifelong commitment to, you know, ridicule and trying to find a place in the world that's tough. I have never heard of, although they're out there, somebody being white or Latino or black wanting to be another gender, another race, to the point where they pretend. However, we have heard, was it Mindy, you know, from the Mindy Project, was her brother trying to be black so he got into a medical school or scholarships? I don't remember that story. But there have been cases where people will pretend to be a minority to garner public assistance or scholarships or, yeah. And I think, you know, he's of Indian heritage and had pretended to be black. So, for fraudulent reasons, yes, we see that. But for somebody psychologically saying, look, you know, I was born in the wrong, you know, race. I need to be of a different race. Those are more rare. And so, some of us felt sorry for her, going, well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it has nothing to do with fraud. Maybe it has nothing to do with fraud. If she didn't collect assistance, she wasn't trying to capitalize on things. She really, really wanted to, you know, be an activist and help the African-American culture. All right, you know, and people cut her some slack. Until, boom, now we see welfare fraud. So back to the once a cheater, always a cheater. Yeah, I believe that, you know, you have somebody that is able to outsmart the system. They actually have a psychological need to keep that activity up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, Call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of people were grumpy at Donald Trump for calling off the summit the other day because one of Kim Jong-un's security advisors was ripping on Mike Pence, calling him names and being rude. So Donald Trump said, fine, we're not going. It's off. A lot of people are pretty mad at him. Conservatives are mad at him. I thought it was a brilliant move. I thought it was a brilliant move because you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. Even though Mike Pence is the vice president of the United States, if Donald Trump let that go and said, yeah, you know what, it's okay. We'll let that slide. We'll meet anyway. We look desperate. We then look like we need North Korea more than they need us. So you insult the Vice President of the United States. The President had no choice to say, you know what, it's off. You come around, we'll be here. But, mm-mm. We're not entertaining this, no. We don't need you that bad to sit here and take your insults. We're not that desperate. He didn't say it like that. He tweeted something else, but so. So, I was telling conservatives, going, you know, guys, don't worry. North Korea is going to probably come around. And so President Trump and his aides are hinting that the historic sit-down may still happen. Trump on Friday teased at the idea of another reversal, saying we're talking to them now. It could even be the 12th, referring to the plan for the summit being June 12th in Singapore. So I don't think North Korea publicly apologized, but my guess is somebody is trying to get United States to reconsider. So, I think this quote-unquote tremendous anger and open hostility from North Korea that Trump was addressing to, it was, I guess, the Vice President of Foreign Affairs, Cho Son-hui, that, you know, I guess was ripping on Mike Pence. I think this was a lot more significant than people are attributing significance to, if I can find the right words. All right? You know, I don't know about you guys, but I like to look at the psychology of things, and I like to look at the momentum of things and why things work. I'm a very concrete thinker, but when it comes to getting something done, the more concrete you are, the less effective you're going to be. Sometimes you got to take a step back and go, whoa, 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 whoa. How can I make what I want to happen? And, you know, Donald Trump may not be the best public speaker, although I did like his speech today in Annapolis. I thought that was very well done, the graduation speech. I listened to half of it. People may not think Trump is the smartest dude, right? Not knowing the difference between HIV and HPV. Who cares? They're viruses or STDs. It's all right for non-medical professionals to not know the difference. It's okay. And look at how the media made so many people feel stupid. The media made so many people feel stupid for not knowing the difference between HPV and HIV because Donald Trump didn't know it. And for those of you that think there's a lot of similarities because HIV and HPV are viruses that are sexually transmitted and both can cause cancer and death, you were right. There are differences. There is a major difference between HIV and HPV. We've talked about that on the show. HPV can cause genital warts, cervical cancer, throat cancer, rectal cancer. HIV may cause an acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. But, Trump is not a stupid guy. And if I could ask Trump to do anything in this presidency, whether he has 4 years or 8 years, is to make other countries know not to mess with us and to respect us. Hearing people insult other people. Wasn't Obama been at a hot mic and he was insulting Netanyahu and it got picked up on a hot mic? All right, that stuff doesn't fly. We need to be smart enough to trash talk in private. But we don't seem to care because trash talk is now the norm. Now, Trump trash talks. He trash tweets. That's his thing. But if he could ensure that people start to respect us such that they will not insult our vice president, our veterans, our military, our men and women, right, then I would say Trump is going to be one of the more successful presidents. So it'll be interesting, but I'm not worried about the North Korea summit. North Korea wants this, and you're going to see them come to us. I don't think we're going to war with North Korea. I think they fear Trump. Trump has nothing to lose. Trump has not really made a lot of hints towards him wanting to be reelected in 2020. He will probably run. I think he likes being president. But the reason why he won and the reason why he's in office is because he had nothing to lose. Hillary looked like she desperately wanted it. Bill Clinton looked like they desperately wanted it. Trompos I got, no, ain't no thing but chicken wing. I don't even need the salary. I could be president. I don't even need the salary. Do I have to move into the White House? I gotta move. I'll move in the White House if I have to. When somebody doesn't want you, you want them. Once somebody shows they're desperate, I mean, ladies, you know how it works with guys? All the time it works like that. Oh, I need you. I love you. I need you. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. No, you look needy. When they call you, like, what are you doing? Oh, well, I'm just hanging out. Well, do you want to go out? No, well, it depends. What you doing? Well, I'm trying to think of something that'll be, you know, exciting for you. Well, you know, I really want to go and see that new movie, and, you know, I'm really in the mood for, you know, some, you know, good steak and fish, and, you know, that does sound good. Can I think about it and call you back? I know you guys must hate that. See, I wasn't like that, though. I'm too direct. I don't have the time to wait, and I don't want to miss an opportunity. So when Corey would call me up, hi, do you want to, yes, I want to go out. Well, I wasn't going to ask, yes, I'll be there. I'm dressed, I'm already outside waiting for you. I just called to see if you were, you know, going to class in a couple days because I need to borrow notes. Oh, so you don't want to go out? Well, I guess, I mean, if you're that, you know, much of a sure thing. Yeah, I'm a sure thing. I didn't do that. I was so direct. Man, I was so direct. I mean, it's like, you know what? I don't like playing games. I don't think guys like games being played. I think some guys have a certain threshold. And they'll be like, screw this. See, I never thought I was a 10. I always thought I was a 1.2. So I never thought a guy would wait for me. Or a guy would, and you know what? They didn't. When I didn't want to sleep with them, and I was like, oh, they'll wait. I want to wait till I'm married. No, they were gone the next day. They were gone. So I learned very quickly that I was no 10 or 9 or 8 or 7 or whatever. So I didn't really have the luxury of going, oh, you know, man, I'm going to think about it. So, you know, Trump thinks, maybe he's got some narcissism. Maybe he is a narcissist. Thinks that, you know, he is, I don't think he thinks he's God. I don't think so. I think he does have a religious streak to him. I've heard him talk more religion than I ever have his whole life. But I think he has a religious streak to him. So I don't think he thinks he's God. But I think he thinks he's the bomb. And I think he thinks that because he has gotten things done. And he's been able to do things that other people haven't. Which has really boosted his self-esteem. He's got a lot of self-esteem. Plus, he's got a smoking hot wife. He's got kids who are successful. But he has a lot to back that up. And he's got nothing to lose. Yes, he would like a legacy. He doesn't want to go down as being the worst president. He wants to go down as being a damn good president. So I'm optimistic with North Korea. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys know we had another school shooting? We've had another school shooting today at an Indiana middle school. It's called Noblesville West Middle School. It happened just before 9:06 a.m. A student gunman burst into the 7th grade science classroom and opened fire. But get this. A teacher brought the kid down. According to the students who survived, a gunman burst into a classroom at Noblesville West Middle School at 9:06 a.m., opened fire, critically injuring a 13-year-old girl and one teacher. It's not clear if the injured teacher is the same one who brought him to the ground and basically swatted the gun out of his hand. The shooter was arrested shortly afterwards and remained in police custody. The injured teacher and teenager are in critical condition at a local hospital. They say as shots ring out in school, according to Daily Mail, terrified students head to the closets, sent petrified emails to their parents, telling them that they love them. Once the suspect was brought into custody, the children were evacuated onto school buses to be taken to the Noblesville West High School. They're then going to be reunited with parents. There are 1,300 students in the school, 70 teachers. So at 11 a.m., police, which just, I guess, happened a little while ago, police made reference to a worrying second threat of a shooting at a local high school, where all of the children from the middle school were waiting, along with the older students. Now, we don't think that threat was credible, but there has been an enormous police presence. One student told Fox's 59's Dan Speller that they were in a room when the shooter burst in. It's a science class. The science teacher bravely swatted the gun away from his hand, seeing everyone else in the room. Students hid in closets. One sent an email to their parents saying there was a shooter in the building. Luckily, we were in one of the safest closets in the school. I hope that everyone is all right. I'm still shaking. Girls are crying. The officers are here and holding the shooter in custody. This has to be a dream. I don't have my phone, but pick me up in the high school. I love you guys. Can you imagine being a parent? I would lose my stool. I would just, oh my gosh. Other kids ran out of the building into a nearby field where they called their parents and asked to collect them. These are sixth graders, seventh graders. Little kids. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Two armed citizens, right, probably concealed carries, kill a shooter who opened fire at an Oklahoma restaurant. It took us bystanders, I can't include myself, but it took bystanders to stop them. Again, I love our first responders. Our police are awesome. But, you know, if citizens need to take matters in their own hands to stop somebody from killing another person immediately because there could be a minute or two response time by police, I'm fine with that. Anybody caring, stop the bad guy or bad girl. Oklahoma City Police said gunman Alexander Tillman walked into Louis Grill and Bar on the east side of Lake Hefner in Oklahoma City around 6:30 p.m. local time, just walked into a restaurant and shot three people. Natalie Giles, 39, a 12-year-old daughter, another child. Another person fell, broke his arm during the incident. But a bystander with a pistol confronted the shooter outside the restaurant and fatally shot him. Friday morning, police said two people, Juan Carlos Nazario and Brian Whittle, shot the gunman. Whittle said, "I just did what needed to be done to stop the threat. Nothing special. A lot of people would have done the same given the situation." When police arrived, the gunman was dead. Now, the shooter was the only person who died in the incident. Luckily, it sounds like that family is okay. His identity has not been confirmed. Motive was not known. I mean, if he gunned down one particular family, then you wonder if it was somebody that he knew. But, you know, this is some dangerous stuff. And, the debate on gun control, that's not going to go away. That's not something we're going to debate now. However, I have to admit that I like carrying. I like having guns. And I love the fact that if something did go down, my family could possibly stop it. And I think we have an underutilization of good citizens out there that could probably do a lot. But the majority of these shootings happen in no-gun zones where you don't have somebody that can stop a shooter, which is why the second debate comes up. Should teachers, right, restaurant owners, unarmed security guards actually carry? I mean, what, 17 people died in the last school shooting? 21 people in the other one at Parkland, Florida. I mean, you know, before the first shot is fired or after the first shot is fired, somebody takes him down. I told you about that Oregon mall where a, I don't know if it was an off-duty police officer, if it was somebody who concealed carried, showed his gun, had his gun on the assailant, and the assailant then decides to kill himself. After he shot two people, before he could shoot more, he was stopped. I mean, I think it's going to take us. It's going to take us to stop this. God bless our police officers, but we only have so many. And they arrive on the scene fast, but look at what happened with Scalise, Representative Scalise, during their softball charity practice one morning in Virginia, when they were shot, and the gunman is going into the dugouts, just picking people off. Luckily, there were a couple armed people that could take him out. When these shootings happen, somebody has to be on site to stop the shooter. Waiting for the police to arrive, which is what we're being told, to hunker down, and to, it's all we can do as children, as unarmed citizens. But I'm for the whole air marshal idea, where there is somebody at all place at all times that could take out the shooter. And that's how they do it in Israel. You know, everybody is equipped to take somebody down, out. So, anyway, the armed civilian, Mr. Willem, and the other gentleman, Juan Carlos Nazario, they're heroes. Look at the one at the Waffle House that took down the shooter, jumping on him. You know, in Sandy Hook Elementary, all the principal and teachers could do is use their body as a human shield. I say any teacher who wants to, you can't force it on a teacher, but any teacher or restaurant owner or, you know, employee or whatever who wants to, you know, put their life on the line to protect others in this very sick and crazy world where multiple shootings are happening throughout our country every day and school shootings seem to happen every few days, I say let them. Make sure they pass extensive psychological testing. Make sure they pass extensive training. And let them. And this teacher in this middle school that jumped on those students, oh, hell yeah, major hero. We don't have that the identity yet. And I, you know, this is a very sick world. Why do we have so many kids wanting to kill other kids? Well, they get the idea from social media. You know, a lot of us didn't want our bullies to, you know, do well. We hate our bullies. We'll curse our bullies, try to cast a spell on our bullies. Nowadays, though, people can say, you know what? I can actually kill my bullies if I want to. I can kill the people that make fun of me. So they do. They come to school with a gun. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, Harvey Weinstein has posted $1 million cash bail, has agreed to wear a GPS bracelet, and plans to enter plea of not guilty, while he was being booked on rape charges. He was arrested
Today, processed and charged with rape in the first degree, rape in the third degree, and a criminal sex act in the first degree. His lawyer, Benjamin Brathman, said Weinstein would enter a plea of not guilty, suggested that none of these allegations would hold up in court. And Weinstein looked a little dazed, was paraded around the court. I think he actually smiled to the crowd. So, he's 66 years old. This movie mogul was arrested, processed, and booked for the alleged assault of two women shortly after 7:30 a.m. He was headed off in handcuffs to criminal court. He was paraded around in front of spectators. They always have to do the perp walk. Weinstein's attorney, Benjamin Brathman, met him in court, holding his passport for all to see before surrendering it to the judge as part of his bail, because they thought it was a flight risk. This guy has a lot of money, so he could flee if he wanted to, but now he can't. He also handed a check over to cover the $1 million cash bond before leaving the court. He headed off to be fitted for his electronic monitoring bracelet. He was ordered to remain in New York or Connecticut as he prepares to face trial. I see him right now in a picture. He's smiling. Yeah, he looks cocky. Wow. So, looking at some of the charges, they say deponent states that he is informed by a person known to the district attorney's office that on one occasion between June and September 2004, in the daytime hours inside 375 Greenwich Street in the county of state of New York, he forced informant to engage in oral sex conduct, to which defendant grabbed the back of informant's head, forcing her downward and forcing her mouth onto his genitalia. And then with the second person, he kept her physically against her will in the room, engaged in sexual intercourse, forcible penetration, and the informant clearly expressed her lack of consent to act. One of these women, Lucia Evans, claimed that she was forced to perform oral sex on him. The second woman said she claimed he forced himself on her in a hotel. Now, a lot of discussion and debate has been going on about the Harvey Weinstein accusations. Some say, why were you in a hotel room with him? Why were you there at the wrong place at the wrong time? And, you know, having been a victim for that same reason, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Originally, I felt, well, it was my fault. I shouldn't have been there. I thought I would just innocently be in a place that, you know, someone was showing me something in their house and didn't even come to think that something like that could happen. And so, it does happen. Sometimes people are naive. A hotel room. You know, when somebody meets somebody in a hotel room, I just always think of that as, you know, sex. However, in the entertainment industry, the hotel room is a meeting place. I mean, being in media, when people come into town, you know, you could meet at a bar, you could meet at a restaurant, you could meet in an open area, but in Vegas especially, it's very, very noisy. And so a lot of these suites, especially in Vegas, have little meeting areas. I don't know if you've seen any of these suites in Las Vegas, but there's actually tables and little kitchenettes, and it's like, all right, well, we'll have our meeting here. We have a place to meet. It's quiet. And so a meeting in a hotel room isn't all that sinister. Still, I have never had an official business meeting in someone's hotel room. We have had committee meetings in people's suites. We have. But it was multiple people. It wasn't one-on-one. And so I would suggest to any young, naive person, a one-on-one meeting in a hotel room is probably not the best choice, and ask to have a meeting somewhere else. But this Harvey Weinstein has been accused by multiple people of trying to push the limits. He's a big guy. Could he potentially rape somebody? You know, yeah, that'll be for the courts to decide. And then there's been debate that some people did advance their careers, I'm not going to mention which actresses, as a result of acquiescing to his requests. Anybody doing that enabled this guy. You know, if the first five women he did this to all told him hell no and kicked him in the, you know, cojones, maybe he wouldn't have kept doing it. But if somebody goes, oh, you know what, fine by me, I'll spread my legs, fine, it enables him to go, all right, well, I'm going to try again. I know, this is allegedly, but I'm just saying a person like the one that's accused. And there are women out there who will say, you know what, fine, it's just sex. I've had sex with people less attractive, fine, do whatever, give me the role. People sleeping their ways to the top is not a new thing. That's something that's been, unfortunately, plaguing most industries. And so this Me Too movement or Time's Up or It's About Time for somebody like Harvey Weinstein's alleged acts, it is about time. That's ridiculous. You know, this industry in entertainment, or any industry for that matter, can't be about you sleep with me and, you know, luckily in medicine, you know, I was able to get a residency or whatever. It was, all right, let's just look at, you know, your credentials. Let's look at your talents, your board scores. So in medicine, the average person doesn't have to worry about that. Can there still be sexual harassment, assault in any industry? Absolutely. But luckily for medicine or sales or a lot of jobs, you know, at the lower income levels, you know, not to the high degree of the multi-million dollar levels like Hollywood, you know, for the most part, that doesn't exist anymore. But even in 2018, this behavior does exist. And meeting people in hotel rooms should always be assumed to have a sinister reason until proven otherwise. Now, some people can say, well, you know what? If Harvey Weinstein goes to jail and all this, this will stop. No, it won't stop. We had just talked about in the opening segment, once a cheater, always a cheater. You have people out there that are predators or like duping the system or duping people. There's always going to be people out there that want sex. There's always going to be people out there that will coerce you. Humans are animals. We could, as a society, stop all the dirty jokes, stop all the glancing, stop all the innuendos, saying, you know, bad boy, bad girl, you'll get written up. You know, we could do all that, but humans are humans, okay? You have people of, you know, various sexes in the same room, and people have hormones. You are going to be attracted to people. There is going to be some engaging or advancing. All right? And I really predict that our society is going to start to separate men and women. And then later men and men and women. But you are not going to get away from sexual attraction and advances and people trying to get some. That's never going away, unfortunately. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.